As it does it. We'll do this for another minute and see how it works.
All right. Erstwhile, I will make a spot hidden.
Yeah, well, that won't be on the recording, so.
Well, I don't fucking care. I'm gonna make it anyway.
Also, quick, before recording start thing, would you be interested in a one-off based off an idea of a game based off of Jet Set Radio?
What is the premise of Jet Set Radio again?
You're a badass who tags things and fights gangs,
yeah, sure.
And also the man.
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's from that weird era between at the turn of the millennium, but before 9/11. That magical golden time.
Ah, yes, the time of the dot-com bubble. When anyone's dreams were realized and no one realized they didn't have money.
Truly, truly a garden era.
Truly an Olive Garden era.
Rest in peace, that time, from 1980.
All eras are Olive Garden eras.
They're all Olive Garden eras.
Rest in peace, Jet Set era from 1998 to 2000.
Were you running a game?
Yeah. The
recording,
no, recording is good to go.
Super.
Get asinine.
Why are they keeping puppies?
Because it's a puppy zoo. Look, I'm not the zoo's keeper. I'm not paid to do that.
Asinine goddamn bullshit they will report on a dog show for a fucking week. Anyways.
Sam, what was the thing they were doing at your paper? The boat show?
The what?
The boat show.
Oh, yeah, that was... yeah.
Did they report on a boat show for a week?
Yes.
Yep.
It was bad. It was real bad.
That's a thing that small town papers do. In that the excitement that happens in town is so few and far between that when it happens, like, they have to make the biggest deal out of it. Because it's the only goddamn thing they can make a big deal out of. It's ridiculous. Hate small town news. Anyways, Charlie's back.
Yeah.